I know BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble, as if anyone watches it over there. So mainly BitChute. I know that this is a different format. It's just me talking. I'm not showing you any visuals in the background. I just want to let you know that I've been drained this week, okay? To say the very least. I've been going really balls to walls in a lot of things. This, my you know about my workouts pretty much. I do heavy box pulls and pushes, 185 pounds for laps. I do 160 pound farmer's carry for laps. I do super slow deadlifts of 285 pounds to failure. I work out like crazy, like a mofo. I do, okay? I'll be honest with you. Plus, I've been doing a lot of very strenuous yard work. Push mown acre, weed and edging, blowing off the property. Pompous grass, which was a biatch, had to take care of. And I don't know if it was the pollen or just my time, my body's burnt out. And I'm literally burnt out. So much so that I'm taking a week off the gym. I haven't even done cardio this week. I haven't lifted. I just did yoga, bare minimum, maybe 10 minutes on a mini trampoline doing interval training. That's pretty much it. And right now I feel like I got sort of the chills, like my body's just, I'm tired, okay? It is what it is. I'm going to work on I keep saying this, but I keep getting late and starting these videos, and I'm at the point where, I got all the fast read headlines I could put in the background and discuss, but I'm not feeling it right now. I could drop some headlines real quick and then show you this video about I'll attach it to this. It's 50 something minutes about next the solar eclipse. How about I do that? All right, I need to relax. I need to rest. And I just feel like sort of nauseous the past 2 days, like here. I can't explain. It's just like, and I've been here before. I've been this way before. I'll go through a week, a spell or whatever, a week from just because when you keep pushing your body, keep pushing yourself and pushing yourself and pushing yourself without really getting the proper rest, it can take its toll on you. You understand that? Just got the news today that my aunt, Rosemary, the one that's, she fell and broke her back a couple of years ago, and she was been in and out of emergency rooms, I think rehab, but these places that, especially on Long Island, that were treating her horribly. I mean horribly. Remember I mentioned about the law over there in Canada about not changing the patient? Well, that's what they were doing to her in New York. In Long Island, the last few years, whenever she went in, I don't think it was emergency room that did that. I think it was when they transferred her to a home of some sort for care, rehab, where she stayed there, something like that. I mean, it was horrible. She went through a lot, and we just got the message from her friend, not even from family, that she died. It's a shame. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. So. Time is running short, people. Life is fleeting. We have no time for trolls. And this is what it is. You know, I like to do a more sophisticated version with visuals and show you a video at the beginning. And I don't have it in me. I feel so... Let's just say this. I haven't lifted weights since Friday. Technically, today's Tuesday, but we'll say it's Monday night. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 3 days. Tuesday, today will be the fourth. And yet, it still feels like I just ran a marathon. My whole body feels like I ran a marathon while lifting weights. Does that make any sense to you? That's how, my hand, I'm trembling. Like, if I try to do a push-up, my body just shakes because it just says, no, don't even do that. Just rest. And so, I was going to try to plow through my last workout and take a week off next week because it is good to take time off at times. I hadn't done it in 7 months. I was going to take it just in case. I was going to work out this week and just, if the grid went down next week, I would just, I would schedule the week off anyway. But it is what it is. I don't know what else to say. I just don't feel too good right now, okay? AT&T. This is from Tyler Doyden at Zero Hedge. AT&T reveals Easter weekend surprise for customers. Surprise! Is it Easter weekend or April Fool's Day? AT&T? 73 million accounts leaked to the dark web. Are you dealing with AT&T? They got the boot here about a year ago. They got the boot. If you're with the dark, AT&T, you might want to see if your account was leaked on the dark web. I don't even know how to get on the dark web. How do you even get on the dark web? Not that I want to. They call it dark web for a reason. It's very dark and evil. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I'm just curious. You just type in dark web and it shows up all that darkness. I don't know. Here's another one. The alarming health dangers of consuming fake meat, which is this vegetable-based meat, is talking about how they use a lot of peas in there of some sort, and the peas have been heavily glyphosated, and it's glutenated, and it's just no bueno. I don't even think it's vegetable-based. I think it's like more, I don't know. It's beyond meat. Is it 3D printed? Is it Soylent Green? I wouldn't trust it. So yeah, there's that. Then is I wanted to show you this guy. He was 102 years old. His name is Lou Conter, Conter. He was the last USS Arizona survivor from Pearl Harbor. Dies at 102. He rest in peace. That was on USA Today, which is mostly fake news. Oh, get all over this. Nothing but communism news. NBC. Come on, man. Bird flu confirmed in Texas worker who had contact with dairy cows. Yeah, that makes lots of sense. The dairy cow had the bird flu, which transferred to human. No. The person's infection comes just days after it was reported that dairy cattle in five states, including Texas, tested positive for the virus. Okay, you tested positive. What? Fake test positives. Fake. Everything's fake. Were they vaccinated dairy cows? Did the person, the Texas worker that developed the so-called bird flu that came from a cow? That makes sense. Did that person get vaccinated too? It's all bullshit, man. I bet you they would say that I had the bird flu. Because I got the chills right now and I'm drained and I don't feel good. Like I've never felt this way before. Like this is the first time in my life. First time in my life that I've ever been exhausted. And work my body into friggin' just to the point that I just don't want to do anything. I just want to sit there and on a rocking chair and watch all the traffic go by in a dead-end street with constant traffic and sip sweet tea. Yeah, that's what I want to do right now. Except mine ain't sweet. It ain't sweet tea. It's apple cider. So yeah, there's that. They're starting in with now bird flu jumped to a person from a cow. Bird flu in a cow jumped to a person. Yeah, okay. Bird flu. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. And there's, get a load of this. The shoplifting surge in New York City is now fueling a black market where thieves, mostly invaders, I'm sure, a resale on stolen goods to unsuspecting customers. I think when you got your clothes all strewn out, all this bullshit all on the sidewalk, I think I suspect something's wrong. What do you mean by unsuspecting customers? They're selling the shit out of their trunk? I mean, what are they doing? Have we seen the videos with them selling it with a sidewalk all clothes and crap? And other things. Like you can tell it's bootleg. It's bullshit, stolen. However you want to phrase it. I remember living in New York City. This was a thing back then, even in the 70s when I was a kid. They would literally, around 4th of July, they would buy a bunch of, like, I guess they would go to a wholesale, buy a bunch of fireworks, and they would stop by in the neighborhood and sell them out of the trunk. And we used to buy them. I don't think it was against the law. It's something they did. I mean, but they used to buy, I'm assuming they used to buy the fireworks from a wholesaler, because they had wholesale distributors. You know, they have them here too. But, yeah, that was a thing, but not like this. It wasn't like they were going and stealing from wholesalers or other places and selling them. Now, it was more like a side hustle type thing. Now, you got all these invaders doing all this shit. It's ridiculous. I also remember growing up in Brooklyn, first 11 years of my life, they used to have a person, like, it's his business. He would actually drive a truck, and in the back would be a ride, like one of those boat rides that go back and forth or something like that. In other words, it would be like a ride from an amusement park, but a truck is pulling it. And you pay, I don't know, what could it have been back then, 50 cents? And you get to go on it. That was pretty cool back then. We had that stuff like that. But there we are. Third world crap. Yeah, I'm not feeling it, man. I'm feeling like slap wore out. I'm just going to go rest. But don't hold it against me if this ain't a long video. I can't do them like I used to anymore. I could force myself because that's what I used to do. When there were times when I felt crappy, I would still force myself to do one. And it's like, I can't. I don't want to. And Israel, I heard, attacked Iran or something. I've seen all kinds of crazy headlines. Scotland's new hate crime is beyond absurd. They're ramping up the tyranny pretty bad. I wanted to cover FEMA, but I'm not going to do that now. So I'm going to attach this video. It's 50-something minutes. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch it. I watched the first few minutes of it. It might suck, but I don't think it does. I think this person knows what they're talking about. You might want to pay attention. You might want to. And I know the people out there, they go, "Oh, you know, they always say this is going to happen, that's going to happen, never does." Okay. A thumbs up if it doesn't happen. But if it happens, wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know what could happen? Could they might? Wouldn't you like to be prepared? I know I would. Ooh, Miss Carter, I would. Okay, good. It didn't happen. Wonderful. But if it does happen, you're in the know. You know? All I know is they've activated FEMA, National Guard, State Troopers, statewide EMS, emergency management agencies, and you don't do that for a solar eclipse. And by the way, the X that came from the west in 2017, did that settle in the east, the sun? If that's the direction it was going in as it traveled, now it's coming from the southwesterly, and it's going to go across to northeast. So does the sun rise in the east and set in the west, or has everything just changed? I want answers. I'm not getting any. I find that strange. Take a fucking look.
Some of you have heard about the April 8th, 2024 eclipse, if not from this channel, from elsewhere. What's really going on? What is this all about? Okay, a few things. One, just like the Judeo-Christian Muslims all have a Messiah returning at some point, all of them, they believe soon, and everybody has some kind of Antichrist figure, the Amalek, the reptilians, have their own Messiah coming, and they believe he's coming in 2025 in a ceremony in Washington, D.C., and April 8th, 2024 is the end of this period, and then he's being birthed. So we have a seven-year period between the 2017 eclipse and the 2024 eclipse. They cross at an X, and they also make an Aleph, like an A, over the United States if you follow their paths. So the eclipse of August 21st, 2017 started the 7 years. Then we had the eclipse last October. And now coming is this next eclipse, which will make an X over Little Egypt, also over a supposed fault line called the New Madrid Fault Line. There's no such thing as a fault line. Also coming is something called the Devil's Comet. It's a comet that came in the year 1811. It's called that because it has like two horns. And we also see its path goes into Aquarius. So what's going on? Are we in the age of Aquarius? Yes, the age of Aquarius just started this year. This is all marking the age of Aquarius, where the reptilians believe they will return to rule. Their Messiah will come, Horus will return. And in 1811, the same comet came, and also a solar eclipse, and there were many earthquakes and a war, obviously, of 1812, and an economic crash, and all sorts of horrific things happen then, which we expect will happen again in this New Madrid, quote-unquote, fault line area. And over Little Egypt, and I don't recommend you go into the path of totality if you can avoid it. If you live in the path of totality, I think you should leave, but anyway, that's what's happening, and the war in Israel that broke out over the October eclipse and formed this A, and we see this A in many different places. This is the Marvel A, and the building of the A that Stark created also makes an X. Here we see how the Aleph used to look like an A, and the Taf used to look like an X. And if you put that in Greek letters, which are the letters that the Amalek like to use, it's Alpha and Omega. And never mind what you've read about Jesus. Everything Jesus is also their word for their Messiah. They believe he is the Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Taf, the beginning and the end. And this eclipse marks that. And at the end of Ipeco 2, we see between Sagittarius and Scorpio is the Golden Gate. And Jerusalem is called the Golden Gate. And this is also a battle for Jerusalem. So this is the return of their Messiah and a battle for Jerusalem. I'm just going to show you in this. I barely watch TV, and the only thing I've watched recently is this Turkish show called Kansikleri. They are reptiles. Here's the main character. You see his two sets of teeth. In another scene, these are just things that I caught. His eye. You can see the other eye is a complete circle. The female lead character is here. She's wearing the Rosemary's Baby dress. There is a scene similar to the entire Super Bowl halftime show this year. So this is episode 99. It was 11 minutes long. And this scene is just one example of them telling you that their God is returning, their Messiah is returning, and that they are going to take Jerusalem. And I'm just showing you that even in this random Turkish drama, you see this, and you see it over and over again, and I won't go through all of it, but it's in almost everything you see. Pay attention and watch this. Neyin farkına varıyorsun?
Kahvaltı. Şöyle güzel bir kahvaltı. Ballı, kaymak.
Here she just said honey and cream. She's referring to milk and honey. The land is called milk and honey. The land of milk and honey. And the Amalek want it back.
Zeytin ezmesi de olacak ama. Bir de dil peyniri. Borcun var. Unutma.
Evimize gideceğiz. Kahvaltımızı yapacağız.
Okay, so when he says home, he means the land. And have breakfast, he means conquer it. And she's going to get shot, and that's the October attack. Okay, this is basically impossible. So she touches her wound and her hand comes out and it's an A. it's an A. So that's the A formed over the U.S. with the final April 8th, 2024 eclipse. And let's look what happens next.
Dilan? Dilan! Hayır, hayır, hayır! Hayır sakın. Sakın yuma gözünü. Sakın. Gitme. Gitme şu an olmaz. Şimdi olmaz. Olmaz şimdi olmaz. İzin vermem. İzin vermem.
Okay, now look at her position. She fell into an Antichrist position with one leg underneath. I'll show you what it looks like. It looks like this. We saw it a lot during Trump because it was leading into the 7 years. The hangman, we see it everywhere. The hangman is associated with not being able to breathe because he's being hung, and also with this one leg underneath position and just being upside down. And you see in the show constantly, I can't breathe. I can't breathe without you. This is Baran telling Delaney can't breathe without her. We also saw during George Floyd was a big 2025 ritual. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So everything really bad is going to happen in 2025. That's when they believe their Osiris is returning. But so we are in the April of 2024, the end of the 7 years. And next up is a big sacrifice. They need a big sacrifice to bring back their God. So we saw in that timeline, there was the abortion ruling. That was a big ritual, but if you went to law school, you know that what they really did was they removed the right to privacy, because abortion federally was based on the right to privacy. So that's all they did was remove the right to privacy, and it was a big 26 ritual. The number 26 means God. It's when they're referring to a battle against God. And the Amalekites, the reptilians, they used to live in the south of Israel below Philistia, which is Gaza. And so they were taking the territory back as part of what this war is before they would take Jerusalem. The gematria of Amalek is 240. They said there were 240 hostages. The number was much higher, actually. And then later, 239, and it wavered between 239 and 240. 239 is the number of the return of their Messiah. I'll go over that later. As you saw, 29 and 26 were all over the news in October. If you take away the zeros and all of these missing, there were 26 soldiers missing for like 24 hours. There were only 26 soldiers missing. Every time there was a soldier missing from a different country, that person was 26 years old. And on and on and on, it never ended with the 26 or 29 areas that were breached. Moving on, so Isis, Osiris, and the child. So this is what all of this is about for them. And in different places, these three had different names, but there are three. It's a trinity. It's sun, moon, child. That's why the eclipse is important. So we've been seeing X everywhere. This is the sign of Osiris risen. I've gone over this a lot recently. This is Osiris risen again. You see it X everywhere, and you see them doing this sign everywhere. There's no shortage of examples of celebrities doing this sign. Again, they've been waiting thousands of years for their Messiah. This is the 2022 Commonwealth Games, the opening ceremony. There was an ox. It was pathetic. They're all doing it. This is obviously the original Osiris, and they believe that the God went into the child every time he died. So Obama is they use the King Tut DNA to create Obama. They've been bringing back everyone this way. Putin is the clone of Caesar, and so King Tut was supposed to be the ruler after Pharaoh, but then Pharaoh died. As you can see, Pharaoh and his son died in the slaying of the firstborn. As you can see, Obama is a reptile. They're all reptiles. There are no exceptions. Lots of examples on this channel. And so a man named Thomas Horn, obviously also a reptile, wrote Zeitgeist 2025 and Countdown to the Secret Destiny of America. Here he discusses how Washington, D.C. was created for the ritual of bringing back Osiris, the child, and how all of this is supposed to happen in 2025.
The vast majority of people, when looking at Washington, D.C. and at the Vatican, never comprehend how those cities constitute one of the greatest open conspiracies of all time. There, reproduced in all of their glory and right before the world's eyes, is an ancient talisman diagram. It's based on the history and cult of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, including the magical utilities, mat, to generate the deity's return. The primeval concept, especially that of sacred domes facing obelisks, this is something that was designed in antiquity for the express purpose of regeneration, resurrection, and apotheosis, for deity incarnation from the underworld to the earth's surface through union of respective figures. The dome, the ancient structural representation of the womb of Isis, and the obelisk, the ancient representation of the erect male phallus of Osiris. That layout, as modeled in antiquity, exists today on the grandest scale at the heart of the capital of the most important government, most powerful government on Earth, the United States, as well as in the heart of the most politically influential church on Earth, the Vatican. Now, given this fact and the pattern provided by the Apostle Paul and the Apocalypse of John, the book of Revelation, that the end times would culminate in a marriage between political, that is, Antichrist, and religious, that is, false prophet, authorities at the return of Osiris Apollo, it really does behoove open-minded researchers to carefully consider these prophecies in stone, as it defines the spiritual energy that's knowingly or unknowingly being invoked at both locations with potential ramifications for the year 2025 and beyond. The U.S. Capitol has been called the Mirror Vatican due to the strikingly similar layout and design of its primary buildings and streets. Now, that's no accident. In fact, America's forefathers first named the capital city Rome. But the parallelism between Washington and the Vatican is most clearly illustrated by the Capitol building and dome facing the obelisk known as the Washington Monument, and at St. Peter's Square Basilica in the Vatican by a similar dome facing a familiar obelisk, both of which were, according to their own official records, fashioned after the Roman Pantheon, the circular domed rotunda dedicated to all pagan gods. Now, this layout, a domed temple facing an obelisk, is an ancient alchemical blueprint that holds significant esoteric meaning. For those who may not know, the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. is historically based on a pagan Masonic temple theme. Thomas Jefferson, who shepherded the anti-Christian Roman Pantheon design, wrote to the Capitol's architect Benjamin Latrobe, defining it as, quote, the first temple dedicated to embellishing with Athenian taste the course of a nation looking far beyond the range of Athenian destinies, end quote. The Athenian Empire was, of course, first known as Osiria, the kingdom of Osiris. In ancient times, the obelisk represented the god Osiris's missing male organ, which Isis was not able to find after her husband brother was slain and chopped into 14 pieces by his evil brother Set. The story involves a detailed account of the envious brother and 72, that's an important number, conspirators tricking Osiris into climbing inside of a box, which Set quickly locked and threw into the Nile. Osiris drowned, and his body floated down the Nile River, where it snagged on the limbs of a tamarisk tree. In Byblos, Isis recovered his body from the riverbank and took it into her care, but in her absence, Seth stole the body again, and this time chopped it into 14 pieces, which he threw back into the Nile. Isis searched the riverbank until she recovered every piece except for the genitals, which had been swallowed by a fish. Isis recombined the 13 pieces of Osiris' corpse and replaced the missing organ with a magic facsimile, an obelisk, which she used to impregnate herself during the very first raising of Osiris ceremony, in which she called forth the seed of the dead god from the underworld up through the magic device, thus giving rise to Osiris again in the person of his son, Horus.
Okay, so now Horus is the god, and Set, the twin brother of Osiris, is now trying to kill Horus, and they end up battling, and Set takes out Horus's eyes, and here's that.
It's yours now.
Many of us will stand with you, but now is not the time.
I looked up to you.
Of course you did.
That would be unwise.
Is it true you still never miss? Doesn't that get dull? I thought your sight was perfect. You fight well. Are you so sure you're his son?
Do an Egypt a favor. You're not fit to be king.
And you saw Isis, also known as Ishtar Semiramis, that clip. And if you'll notice, if you'll pay attention, you'll see her everywhere because these bastards run the world and they own everything. And you see the rising sun, it's called, in, you know, just everywhere you look. But certainly car logos, because they like just putting it right in your face. And even if the logo itself isn't a winged sun, for some reason they make the radiators look like winged suns, so you can't avoid it. This is Beyonce in a video, obviously Wonder Woman.
Now, this legendary ritual for reincarnating Osiris formed the core of Egyptian cosmology, as well as the Rosicrucian Masonic dying and rising myths, and was fantastically venerated on the most imposing scale throughout all of Egypt by towering obelisks representing the phallus of Osiris and domes representing the pregnant belly of Isis, and among other things that the Egyptian pharaoh enjoyed extraordinary authority as the son of the sun god Ra and the incarnation of the falcon god Horus during his lifetime. At death, Pharaoh would become the Osiris, the divine judge of the netherworld, and on earth, his son and predecessor would take his place as the newly anointed manifestation of Horus. So each generation of pharaohs provided the gods with a spokesman for the present world and for the afterlife, while also offering the nation divinely appointed leadership.
So this is why King Tut was brought back, Pharaoh's son, because Pharaoh would have died and then King Tut would have become kind of Osiris slash Horus, but then he died in the slaying of the firstborn And so they're trying to now revive all of that.
There is no magic cure, no spell to use.
He is the firstborn of Pharaoh.
We have no skill before this pestilence.
My father.
My son.
It's a mystery for the ages. Who or what killed King Tutankhamun?
Curses on him.
Much has been written by historians within and without masonry as to the relevance of the number 72. The number 72 equals the total of wings that Enoch received when he's transformed into the powerful angel Metatron. You could see 3 Enoch 9:2 for more on that. And this plays an important role for the Brotherhood, as Metatron was also known as the angel in the whirlwind, who was enabled as the guiding spirit over America during George W. Bush's administration for the purpose of directing the future and fate of the United States, as was also prayed by Congressman Major R. Owens of New York before the House of Representatives on Wednesday, February 28, 2001.
So what was he praying for in February of 2001 to the angel in the whirlwind? He was praying for 9/11 to happen as they were planning it to happen. And also, you can use the four-letter name of our creator in 72 iterations to bring back the dead and do all kinds of magic. Moses used it, and we also saw Balaam used it, or his sons used it, to create the golden calf and make the golden calf talk.
The designers of the Capitol Dome, the Great Seal of the United States, and the Obelisk Washington Monument circled the apotheosis of Washington with 72 pentagram stars. They dedicated the obelisk 72 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and they placed 72 stones on the Great Seal's uncapped pyramid, above which the prophetic eye of Horus, Osiris, Apollo stares. These three sets of 72 combined with the imagery and occult numerology of the Osiris Obelisk, the Isis Dome, and the oracular Great Seal are richly symbolic of the influence of Satan and his angels over the world, the coming Novus Ordo Seclorum, or new pagan golden age. Modern people, especially in America, may view all of these symbols used in this magic, especially the dome representing the habitually pregnant belly of Isis, and the obelisk representing the erect phallus of Osiris, as profane or pornographic. But they were in fact ritualized fertility objects, which the ancients believed could produce tangible reactions, properties, or manifestations within the material world. The obelisk and dome, as imitations of the deity's male and female reproductive organs, could, through government representation, invoke into existence the being or beings symbolized by them. And that is why, inside the temple or dome, prostitutes, representing the human manifestation of the goddess, were also available for ritual sex as a form of imitative magic. Through such imitative sex, the dome and obelisk became energy receivers, capable of assimilating Ra's essence from the rays of the sun, which in turn would draw forth the seed of the underworld Osiris. The seed of the dead entity would, according to the supernaturalism, transmit upward from out of the underworld through the base or testes of the obelisk and magically emit from the tower's head into the womb or dome of Isis, where incarnation into the sitting pharaoh, king, or president would occur during what Freemasons also call the raising of Osiris ceremony. In this way, Osiris could be habitually born again or reincarnated as Horus and constantly direct the spiritual destiny of the nation. And in Washington, D.C., where the obelisk does similarly, situated so as to be the first thing that the sun, or Ra, strikes as it rises over the Capitol.
Look what they've created in D.C. You see the obelisk with like two giant testicles, also representing the Vesica Pisces, which is the fusion of the two seeds. But they have planned this meticulously to make Osiris rise again in 2025. And they planned this in 1776.
City, and which, when viewed from overhead, forms this magical point within a circle known as a circumpunk. The sorcery is further amplified, according to ancient occultic beliefs, by the presence of the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C., which serves as a mirror to heaven and a transferring point for those spirits and energies. And just what is it that the spirits see when they look downward on the reflecting pool in Washington? They find a city dedicated to and built in honor of the legendary deities Isis and Osiris, complete with the 13 gathered pieces of Osiris, America's original 13 colonies, the required obelisk known as the Washington Monument, the Capitol Dome of Isis for impregnation and incarnation of deity into each pharaoh or president, and last but not least, the official government buildings erected to face their respective counterparts and whose cornerstones, including the U.S. Capitol Dome, were dedicated during astrological alignment related to the zodiacal constellation Virgo or Isis, as required for the magic to occur.
Movie Black Panther was a big Osiris Risen vanity project, which will become obvious to you as you watch this clip.
Wakanda forever.
In the pagan theology, the return of Horus came initially on September 23rd, 2017, after that first eclipse in the 7 years. And there is no shortage of 923 programming, also 239, also 237 we saw in The Shining. And I'll just put a few examples of this. But he did not return yet in full. Only part of him returned, like the Horcruxes reunited. And he will return finally in 2025. Again, here's a little predictive programming. Love is changing the mind.
in all of these cataclysmic end times related movies, you see this very subliminal but very clear message of September 23rd. Next slide. From Evan Almighty to even Little Shop of Horrors. How many saw Little Shop of Horrors back in 1986, I believe it was? Okay. Dating yourself starts off with this. In the day, the 23rd day of September, the world changed.
Okay, creepy fact 600 billion and 10. The exact midpoint of the 7 years from one eclipse to the other was December 14th, 2020, and that was the day the vaccine was released. Obviously, that was on purpose. Obviously, that was a ritual. And we saw, and pay attention, October of 2019, Eventua 1, simulation of a coronavirus. November 2019, coronavirus. Tabletop exercise, May 14 months before, saying monkeypox would come out May 2022, May 15, 2022. Monkeypox came out May 18th, 2022. Now we have two simulations for a 2025 catastrophic contagion. I'm going to show you the sequence, but just so you know, they're telling you what's going to create their huge sacrifice of people, and they are giving you the dates like they have the last two times. Two of one is the number of the Jesuits. This is a Jesuit ritual. Here, there is a simulation for coronavirus a month before it happens. Within herds.
Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic. An outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere. The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced.
This is literally a simulation just to show you that the real thing was as fake as the simulation. But they know how to do it.
In a month, if we are not able to stop the spread, that would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially. In 3 months, we could be approaching 10 million cases.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
We have known about caps-like viruses in animals. And I would just like to say that this reptile is a clone or the same as the man who runs a channel called The Controversy 7, so he's sort of been caught. But anyway, we move on to the next one, which is the monkeypox prediction. Here you can see they did a tabletop exercise for monkeypox. I will explain another time why they're so obsessed with monkeys, but you see it a lot on this channel as well. And they have the attack guesstimated at May 15th, and then of course they put a fake picture of someone with fake monkeypox from a picture from years earlier. But just to show you that they are always correct in their quote unquote predictions because they're in charge, they're running the show. Last but not least is the predicted 2025 catastrophic contagion. And they did two exercises for this, one on November 11th, 2022, which is 11-11. 11 is the number of rebirth. So 11-11 and 22 is also 11-11. The World Economic Forum did the same thing in this past January, and they called it Disease X. I wonder why they called it Disease X. They are predicting a gajillion deaths, whatever. So this is something, obviously, that they're planning. They're going to use the millimeter wave to do it. Take a listen.
Officials in two Latin American countries alerted the WHO of several outbreaks of a new infectious disease that's mysteriously appearing across the region, Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025. Over the past 6 weeks alone, there have been 500 confirmed or suspected cases reported. The virus could cause a severe pandemic if early containment and mitigation efforts are not successful.
The pandemic in this type of situation and trend would be a risk for the global health security.
Pandemics are inherently political, financial, and so much broader.
We have not spoken on the leadership in the country, and I think that we need to be also very careful. We cannot decide a lot of things without the leaders to be involved and agree on that.
There is no substitute for national leadership.
It's important to support the local response and the national response.
Training those alliances, these areas first, enabling them with the tools, protecting them, and if need be, regional solidarity first.
At this stage, communication is key, and communication should include not just scientists with data, but also social, religious, and political leaders.
Trust is an essential issue, and trust was broken among countries, between populations and healthcare systems, between healthcare systems and governments.
I'm very sorry to say that in 2025, we need to strengthen the health system.
WHO needs to be a voice for the voiceless.
No, Anisef, and the all of us.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and routinely tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and heeded the guidance, the toll...
World leaders gathering in Davos, Switzerland this week are going to discuss disease X, a hypothetical virus 20 times deadlier than COVID-19. Addressing a global pandemic is also something that a next U.S. president might face. But what exactly is a disease X? According to the World Health Organization, disease X represents the knowledge that a serious international epidemic could be caused by an unknown pathogen. Let's bring in Dr. Amish Adalja. He is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Thanks so much for being with us. COVID-19 has killed almost 7 million people worldwide. What would a virus 20 times deadlier be like? And is that a possibility that we could see in our lifetime?
It's definitely a possibility, because if you look at COVID-19 and compare it, for example, to the 1918 influenza pandemic, you can see that it is magnitudes less deadly than 1918. And there are strains of viruses that have very high mortality rates that could develop the ability to transmit efficiently from human to human. If we did so poorly with something like COVID-19, you can imagine how poorly we would do with something like a 1918 level event.
Do we know, and maybe this is one of the things they're trying to work out, but where a pathogen like that could originate from as these world leaders think about how to combat such a thing?
Likely these types of pathogens are going to be respiratory viruses, and they may be viruses that are circulating in certain animal species but are not able to transmit yet efficiently.
Honestly, this fakeness and lying is so annoying. I can't even listen to it anymore. But I'll just play something that Bill Gates said with his husband, her husband, that the next contagion people would pay attention to. And again, everything that he said came true, quote unquote, and everything that they did a simulation for came true. So we should pay attention, and just to know that it's fake.
Very quickly, in a few countries that have almost avoided the epidemic entirely, like Taiwan, New Zealand, Australia, you know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Okay, and at the end of iPad Go 2, we see the man with the death mask, and we see 25 on the two wings. And on the Deagle report, I don't know if you guys remember this, supposedly it's a think tank that looks at each country's population, GDP, military expenditures, and purchasing power parity. And they used to have a 2025 forecast since 2009. And if you clicked on this forecast, you saw that now China was on top, and it showed what the population went down to. So let's look at U.S. It's now number 6. The population 2025 goes down to 99. The GDP goes down to 2. You can see military expenditures goes down. The dollar collapses. So everything that they are telling you they are planning will happen. And it's something that you should know. You should know what these signs mean, what it means to them, and what it means for you. Okay, next up, the second part of their plan, World War III, begins with the Battle for Jerusalem, and they are waging it now with the help of, obviously, the Israeli government are also reptilians. They're working together with, quote-unquote, Hamas. You know, none of these people exist, but... they exist as, you know, in human form to torture us. So we saw this bridge collapse, the Baltimore Bridge, and you can connect it to, it's connected to the Golden Gate Bridge, Golden Gate being Jerusalem. You can listen to this short clip.
Or you made two videos on the Baltimore Bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, to be precise. And there are more details that need to be covered. And first up, before even starting, I want to thank Robert Weissenbach for this footage. He sent this to my Facebook page, and it's very relevant to the whole entire story. This interview conducted on Fox and Friends, Fox News, just several hours after this whole incident went down with this one Amazon employee. And let's play this very short clip, then I'll get right to the information.
I couldn't see anything. It was pretty dark. So it's still kind of dark outside. It's 5 a.m. And I'm not even outside right now. I'm in the ERC room at my job.
And as this individual just stated, 5 a.m., actually 5:09 a.m. Eastern time. And there's definitely a lot of connections to be made here with Amazon. Take a look here at the cap worn by this employee. Amazon, obviously, then it says DCA6. Just take a look at what you see here. In gematria, in full reduction, it just so happens to be 33. For those who are wondering what the DCA6 stands for, that's for a local Amazon hub in the area. I'll get more of that in a little bit. And as far as the name Amazon itself, hidden in plain sight. First off, let's take a look here when it comes to Freemasonry. Masons say we are everywhere, and they are. And it's always in plain sight, hidden in plain sight. As you can see, the founder, the creator of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, doing the one-eye symbolism with a CD. And obviously, for those that know anything about the occult of covering of the right eye, just as you see here, as I've shown previously in other videos, the covering of the right eye all has to do, and it's from the Bible verse, Zechariah 11:17, where it states, "And his right eye will be blind," referring to the Antichrist. And that gets into Manly P. Hall, a very famous Freemason who stated once, "When the human race learns to read the language of symbolism, a great veil will fall from the eyes of men." And that gets back to Jeff Bezos. And definitely, the whole concept of Amazon wasn't pulled out of thin air. Amazon basically is a Mason. You just flip the Z around, and you separate the A and the M, you get a Mason. Now, as far as symbolism is concerned, with the arrow, so-called arrow from A to Z, it's more like Satan's tail, and also the phallic symbol. Not to be too graphic, but we know what this means with the male part. Just as you see with the rocket's head. Make no mistake about it, this is by design. Everything is by design when it comes to these Satanists that run this world and control all of TV, all these major companies. Again, make no mistake about it. And that brings us back with this individual working at the Amazon plant, the distribution center. Now let's take a look here. As I showed in my previous video, this individual, Jesus Campos, as you see here, one of the first individuals to be interviewed after this all went down. As I mentioned in my previous video, his name is 33 numerology, but Jesus is also spelled Jesus. Now again, the connection here is going to be pretty amazing when it comes to the Golden Gate Bridge. Take a look here at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And here is the Amazon Distribution Center, just right across, of course. Let's take a close look. Very interesting connection here. Look at the street name here, Bethlehem Boulevard. Okay, let's get another look here, and you can clearly see it. Bethlehem Boulevard, looking across to the bridge here, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Now, this connection is going to be made here. It's all going to connect with the Golden Gate and Bethlehem, which, of course, biblically is the birthplace of Jesus. And that brings us to the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, of course, the color orange. Orange is the only color numerology that is 33. And for some, that might say the Golden Gate Bridge is actually red. I've heard that before, that statement before, in previous videos on the Golden Gate Bridge. You can see here from the Golden Gate Bridge's official website, there's many different color codes for the color orange. This one's called International Orange. So Let's not have a dispute about the color of the bridge. It's definitely an orange color. And that gets into the huge connection when it comes to Baltimore and San Francisco. Just take a look here once again at Bethlehem, where the Amazon employee interview was conducted, just across from the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Take a look here. The Golden Gate Bridge, again constructed in 1933. All the steel came by railway all the way from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Take a look at this. Unbelievable connection that I find extremely interesting with the two bridges. And another amazing connection with the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Francis in Spanish, for all my Spanish-speaking friends like Romina, Francis is Francisco in Spanish. Just another amazing coincidence connecting the two bridges together. Now, and the map of the U.S., when you have Baltimore and San Francisco, it's like duality, one end to the other, the opposite end. And that brings us more to something I've covered several times in the past, going back 10 years ago, with predictive programming and the Golden Gate Bridge. Just take a look here more recently with the San Antonio Spurs official Instagram page. They show this big boot hovering over the Golden Gate Bridge like it's going to be destroyed. And for the record, you could check Instagram and the official page for the San Antonio Spurs. It was posted March 9th. And for reference, images from the videos I made in the past regarding the Golden Gate Bridge predictive programming. Here is from the Terminator movie from the series. This one is called Terminator Genesis. Of course, biblically, Genesis, the first chapter in the Bible. And take a look at the Golden Gate Bridge destroyed. And more of the same with other movies, as you can see here. It's a common theme going throughout history when it comes to movies. And as we all know, or should know, there's a lot of predictive programming in movies. And in the video I made years ago, I break it all down when it comes to the symbolism, the connection with Egypt and the Golden Gate, the telephone booth symbolism, the Spirit of 76 gas station, and much more. Wheel symbolism, and so forth. I'll post that video on my new Rumble channel in the near future. And more of the same when it comes to the Golden Gate Bridge predictive programming. With this animation, also, another piece of predictive programming when it comes to Baltimore is the Dolly cargo ship. And just take a look at this artwork going back to 1945. And you see the bridge. And just a little bit of a close-up of the actual bridge. The title, The Broken Bridge and the Dream. And here's one for the coincidence theorist out there. Maker of the artwork, his name is Salvador Dali. And just an amazing coincidence for all the coincidence theorists.
Okay, now you might start to pay attention to Golden Gate rituals too. And I'm just going to show you, this came on my feed, something about Shiloh Pitt. Obviously, as you can see, she's just a clone. Her skin suit is a clone of her mother's, which was a clone of her mother's. Angelina Jolie is a reptile. He has a shape-shifting error. So is Brad Pitt. It's Brad Pitt again. You know, these are not human. Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, also you can see with her eyes open, can see her reptilian blue eyes beneath. And so this story is that Brad is something about custody and Shiloh and $300 million. And it's all fake. Nothing about this is real at all. But you can look at it. She's doing as above, so below. Here she's doing the Egyptian, you know, walk like an Egyptian. And every single word and every single story, because they're all fake, none of these people exist, is just look at the wording. You know, they're talking about revenge. They're talking about choking. They're talking about a battleground and Shiloh. So Shiloh is where the tabernacle was. And in Genesis, Shiloh is the name of the Messiah. So they're talking about the Messiah. They're talking about where Shiloh was. That's the tabernacle. It was originally in Shiloh. And what happened to it? The Philistines, quote unquote, you know, where Gaza is now, they came and they took the ark. There it is. And they put it in their palace where they worship their god, Dagon, the fish god. And God came and smashed Dagon. However, Shiloh, which is now in Samaria, also called the West Bank, was destroyed by the Philistines. So here again, you see they're obviously planning something because right now Gaza is attacking. And the red heifer was brought to Shiloh recently, and there are three red heifers in Shiloh. So the red heifer is it's a Jewish prophecy that the Messiah is going to come and slaughter the red heifer. It hasn't been done in thousands of years. They prepared a massive altar, originally in Jerusalem, but moved to Shiloh, and they are doing it for April 8th. So this for this April. So this is all. This is how it's going to end for them. I can promise you that. But in the meantime, it's going to be bloody. And I think the most important thing is to, like, they know God is real. You need to know God is real. And the only way to protect yourself is to reject everything they offer, including Beyonce, including every single thing, to know that these are disgusting, demonic entities. You don't want anything to do with them. You don't want your kid going to an Ivy League school. Don't worry about, you know, money of the future, all of that. Just think about today and getting through this process, because they are not going to make it to 2030 and implement their you'll own nothing and be happy. However, in up until then, they will succeed, and you need to prepare yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually. And I will do a Leave the World Behind decode. I finished it months ago, but I just wanted to explain first what's going on before I go into how it's going to play out stage by stage.
I can guarantee that I see what you don't see. Don't you see that I can see? I can guarantee that you see what I don't see. Boogie's back with the heat on another fire beat. Every single day and week, Boogie V, praise my week. What I see, praise on me. What you see, need to tweak. Open up, take a peek, in truth, get a leak. Grill drinks, baby blood, but I'm killed for smoking wood. Boogie's saying what he should, red bottoms, Hollywood. Grill drinks, baby blood, but I'm killed for smoking wood. Boogie's saying what he should, grey carpet, Hollywood. HRC and Huma Aberdeen have a mask on their face, they're not what they seem.
having trouble with this app, so here you go. Sweet dreams. Damn, I gotta find another app. 2024 is gonna be something else.